Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, except this morning, there's no Tom.
No, the rebuilding of Tom Morgan 2.0
he is
continues.
He's going to be the bionic man by the time 2019 is over.
That's true. There could be more metallic parts in him when this is all said and done.
Just in case anyone is worried, Tom has a scheduled knee surgery today.
Yes.
He chit-chatted a little bit about it yesterday. He was kind of throwing his docs under the bus. They didn't give him the surgery time until late yesterday.
Yeah, he was hoping later in the morning. He was hoping to do the show.
Yes, he was.
And then head off to start his prep, op prep.
Yep.
So, but no, you're coming in like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, pretty much. They were like, no, friend. Bright and early, that's your normal every day. But today it's going to be bright and early for surgery.
And then came the call to the bullpen for me, and that's why I'm here. So.
Hi, yes. I'm glad you're here.
Let's see. I think 3 years. It's been like 3 years since the last time I did the morning show.
Well, welcome. You came on a good day.
It's a beautiful day. I drove west to east on the way in this morning, so I drove into the sunrise. Mm-hmm. So I picked a good time.
You picked a Try It Tuesday, which means that there's like food and bevy coming in later on today from the Watsontown Theater Eatery.
Watson Theater Eatery. They did a phenomenal job with the renovations.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I remember the Channel 16 did a feature on them earlier this year.
Yes, they did.
It looks wonderful inside.
I actually, fun fact, went to see the last Lord of the Rings in that theater when it used to be a movie theater, my senior year of college.
So that would have been 2004. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's actually, speaking of the Watson Theater Eatery, we'll throw this out quick. They're going to be our half-price Susquehanna Valley.
Oh, cool.
Tomorrow morning at 9, you'll be able to buy $30 worth of vouchers for only $15.
Well, if the long, long list of food and beverages that I received from them planning the Try It Tuesday is any indication, you're going to want to grab the half-price Susquehanna Valley
vouchers. They had me at Panini.
Yes. Listen, they had me at Frosty Beverage.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yes. So we're looking forward to that later this morning. A lot to get to. We have Knobles tickets we're going to be giving away.
Yes.
We're bringing back the Ultimate Knobles Summer Prize Packs. Be listening for that this morning. We got Cheap Trick tickets for Bloomsburg Fair.
And then the Bloomsburg National.
Yeah.
Big trucks.
Yeah.
Good stuff. It's a good morning. It's a good Tuesday.
And Cheap Trick tickets throughout the day as well.
So, yepers, got it.
So a lot happening on a beautiful sunny day today. 73 from AccuWeather, and it's now 612 at 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Sean here for Tom. Laura here, of course, at 619. A little chilly now, mid-40s, and we move up to 73 today.
I would be cool if for the rest of my life, every day could be like yesterday, 70 and sunny.
That was awesome.
It was beautiful out yesterday.
It was a tad windy, a little windy. But,
I'm not going to nitpick, though.
No. It's just great to have back-to-back dry days.
I actually saw then on the news when I was watching it, I was over at my parents' house, and we had a family dinner. It was lovely.
Yeah.
The project in Northumberland, according to our friends at WNEP, on track.
That's good.
On track for completion.
Yeah.
Only a few short more weeks.
That's better than months.
It doesn't necessarily, I know it doesn't mess with your commute.
Correct.
Because you come from the west, like you said, west to east.
Right, but it affects Matt, it affects Sports Center, it affects Lawrence. So.
It affects me.
Yes.
It affects Thomas.
Yes.
I am ready.
Jamie down the hall.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I am ready for that underpass to be open both ways.
It'll happen. It'll get here.
Hopefully.
All right. Some laughter from last night. Late night soundbite for you here.
Trump won't be staying overnight at Buckingham Palace. And instead, we'll be staying at Winfield House, the home of U.S. Ambassador Woody Johnson. Yes, Woody Johnson. Perhaps the most memorable diplomat name since 1920s Ambassador Hugh G. Member.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Good morning. Sean Carey here.
Hi,
this
everybody.
Morning.
Hello, hello. 624.
Matt, the news guy.
Good morning, everybody. Sean.
Matty Ice.
Matty Ice. Good to have Sean Carey in the house this morning.
It is. Okay, gentlemen, I have a question for you both.
Okay.
Yes.
How many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
For me, well, today it could be four.
This is a little earlier than you're used to.
Yes.
It is.
Understandable.
And I slept better than I thought, too. It was hard. I shot for 9:30 last night.
And?
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. I only had to get up twice.
I know when Kyle has been in a couple of times, or like Chad Hershberger sometimes on WKOK.
Chadwick.
They all talk about how they can't fall asleep, or else they fall asleep and wake up because they're worried about waking up on time. There you go.
Valid.
And I actually beat the alarm this morning by 20 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
So I got up at 3:20.
So at least four, if not five, cups of coffee today.
Probably four for me for coffee. Yes.
Matt, I think I know the answer, but coffee?
Zipola.
I knew it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not a coffee drinker or a tea drinker.
No hot beverages.
Not really. Maybe
cocoa?
Hot chocolate once in a while,
sure.
But that's about it.
Okay, like a Christmas moment of hot cocoa?
Yes, exactly. Holiday moment.
Okay, well, apparently there's this study. Sean Carey found it this morning. Where it's from across the pond in London. They did this study on people drinking coffee. And apparently you can drink up to 25 cups a day.
Oh!
With zero risk to your health.
Okay.
That, like, you'd be super jacked if you drank 25 cups
I don't know
of coffee
if I'd want to drink that much, even if I liked coffee.
If you have no risk of increased chances of stroke or heart attack, I'm thinking this would be black coffee. I mean, you're not adding any. You're not adding sugar. You're not adding creamer.
I was going to, because the creamer and the sugar, that's kind of what makes coffee
so
bad.
Good, but it makes it so good.
Bad. But it's so bad. It's so bad.
So good.
How do you take your coffee, Essie?
Cream.
Cream?
Yeah
that's sweet.
Yeah,
okay. I have an iced coffee with cream.
I've been accused. I love coffee with my creamer.
I like creamer too. That's
yes.
Yeah. Tom is a coffee with cream guy too.
Like coffee mate.
And you're a no coffee. Does Lisa drink coffee?
Nope.
The lovely wife.
None of us drink hot beverages except hot chocolate. Yeah.
Okay. Well, friends listening, if you drink coffee, you can drink up to 25 cups a day. But just because you can doesn't mean you should.
It's time to get Matt started.
All right, well, listen, he likes Murphy the Morning Show dog, and he is not an animal person.
This is true.
Did Murph come today?
The Murph is not here today.
Oh,
well, too much food. It's Try It Tuesday.
That's true.
He'd eat everything up in a second.
He would. He comes on Thirsty Thursday, though, because he does appreciate some beverages.
Well, you know, we're you're bringing him into the program early. So
we're trying.
We're trying. 627, 94KX, 44 now, going to 73 in a beautiful afternoon today in Central PA. Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Sean here for Tom this morning, Laura here, and of course, Matty Ice, Matt Catrillo, 642.
Matty Ice. Sean, I love that.
You never heard me call him Matty Ice before?
I have, but like not several times in a row, and now change approved.
I'm just trying to make him lose the hip impaired situation. So
right.
Matty Ice.
Matty Ice it is.
So we're at 47 now, 73 for a high. Going to be a lovely afternoon. So enjoy if you can. And I'm here for Tom this morning. I may be here again tomorrow. We'll see how the...
We'll see. He has his knee surgery this morning.
I said to him, just take tomorrow. We were talking yesterday.
Just take tomorrow off.
As I said to him, probably Wednesday morning, I'll feel a lot more better and in the, you know,
the routine.
Getting into the routine, it's probably always, compared to this morning.
It's funny. Like first day, you're okay. Second day, you're like in the routine. Third day, though, catches up to you that you're waking up this early and you're tired.
Yeah.
So just do 2 days and then you're good.
And then he can come back on Thursday.
Well, and then we have libations on Thursday. It's our last Thirsty Thursday before Milton Beer Fest. So it's a good day. Like, he can skip tomorrow. But then Thursday, come on back.
That's nice. I said the same thing to him.
Yeah. Have a brewski.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come in.
Maybe you should come in. What the heck am I saying?
New routine. Yeah.
Yeah, what the heck? Sorry, Sean. I'm unfortunately trying to push you away from the beer, and I shouldn't be.
No.
I should not be.
You're not pushing me away from the coffee, so that's a good thing.
No.
Hey, coming up a week from Saturday will be the Bloomsburg Summer Nationals Truck and Tractor Pools. That's Saturday the 15th. So a here before 7 will give you a shot to win some tickets.
That's right. So keep on listening, and as always, you'll call us on the Ford Fun Line, so you're not going to want to miss it. A chance to win coming up soon.
The Bloomsburg Summer Nationals Truck and Tractor Pools.
National.
Saturday,
coming
June 15th.
June 15th.
That was ridiculous.
Sorry.
Be caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line to win a family 4-pack to the Bloomsburg Summer Nationals. That is coming up on June 15th. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
Tom and Lur in the morning. Woohoo! Well, you are caller number 4. Who's this?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. That is awesome.
You're welcome. Who's this?
You're awesome. Who are you?
This is Shelley from Middleburg.
Hello, Shelley. Saturday, June 15th.
Saturday. Shelley. You are on your way.
Thank you very much. That makes a nice Father's Day present.
Oh, cool. Good.
Well, who's going to go? Pops is going to go with you?
Well, of course.
Good.
That's awesome. Tell everyone what station just hooked you up for the Bloomsburg Summer Nationals.
94KX.
Thank you, Shelly. Yeah, we have tickets for that all this week on Tom and Laura.
Yes, indeedy. Family, 4 packs. It's going to be a great event.
Yep, going to be a blast. And Sean here for Tom this morning, maybe tomorrow morning. We'll see how the knee goes today. As Tom Morgan 2.0, the rebuild.
The rebuild. Continues. The bionic man.
Yes. We'll probably throw in some Steve Austin music here sometime.
Something. Oh, my goodness. For sure. Absolutely.
I give our Tommy Tom a lot of props, though. He said that this at the beginning of the year, that this was going to be his New Year's resolution, and he's been sticking to it very well.
He did. He said 2019 was the year of fixing all the broken parts, and my goodness, he is stuck by that.
It's like when you get the car into the garage. Sometimes it needs an oil, lube, and filter, and new tires, and, you know, this is part of the...
Well, Tom's getting a new tire today.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
The other tire is good. The other one needs a little bit of air.
There it is.
Or hydrogen. One of the two. So, Tom, we're thinking of you, buddy.
All right.
Hang in there. It's going to be smooth. All right. Right before 7 here, 94KX. Next hour, we've got Knoebels tickets.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we are bringing back the ultimate Knoebels summer prize pack. You pretty much have access to the whole
joint. All the things. Yes. At Knoebels, basically. Pool, laser command, mini golf. Hand stamps, I mean, you name it.
Maybe if you time it right for the ultimate Knoebels summer prize pack grand prize winner when you go swimming, there could be maybe a certain lifeguard on duty.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about. I have no idea who you're talking about.
I remember years ago, you would call me on the toll-free because I was doing afternoons for several years.
Yes, you were.
And then flipped to middays a couple of months ago. But yeah, you would call, I mean, the kids, whatever dance craze, whatever hot song was that summer, you would call me up. It's like, Sean, can you play this before 4:30?
I'd be like, we're all listening to you at the pool. And I would call from the Crystal Pool, my favorite place in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
And literally say, SC, hook me up. Hook me and the lifeguards up.
But we are going to hook you up. We got hand stamps, mini golf passes, Crystal Pool, the whole thing. So, and if you, when you qualify for that, we'll set you up with some Knoebels tickets too.
110% yes. Just for qualifying today, book a ride tickets, which those never expire. They're good forever.
I love it. You just keep it in the jar in the kitchen.
Exactly.
And, we actually did that last year, my wife and I.
Really?
Use them. Yes.
Oh, yay.
We would like in January, just to get through the winter, okay, how many Knoebels tickets do we have?
Let's count them up.
It's like the piggy bank.
It is. It is. They're golden, man. It's
like especially, oh my goodness, a day like today. What a nice day for Knoebels.
Yeah,
kids aren't out of school yet, although some of them, yesterday was the last day. Yeah. Today is the last day. What a wonderful day for the park.
Yes, golden today. A little chilly now, but moving up to 73 this afternoon. So, but again, hang out for Knoebels tickets next hour. We got Try It Tuesday coming up after 8. Yes, with the Watson Theater Eatery. So we're excited for that.
It's a busy morning.
It's fun.
All right, what number
got here
coffee
just
are you on? Number 2?
I'm going to start number 2.
Number 2, all right. Sounds
number
good.
2. Matt's,
excellent.
Matt's still stuck at 0.
Exactly.
And Matt's got news next.
Thank you, Joe. Currently 48 degrees in our backyard atop Blue Hill, overlooking, as Tom would say, the mighty, mighty Susquehanna.
That's exactly right.
And our broadcast facility of champions.
Yes.
Also true.
Exactly.
I'm glad we agree.
We are the champions sitting atop the hill here. We're also Tom and Laura in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Always worth the drive down Route 45.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Sean here for Tom. Tom getting a little knee work done this morning.
Soon, actually. We're about an hour away from that scheduled surgery. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. But this morning, I get to hang out with a tall glass of water that is Sean Carey.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I feel skinny already.
You are. You are slightly taller than Thomas.
6'2". 6'2". Although my driver's license says 6'4".
Have you shrunk recently?
I think within the last 4 years.
Maybe you need to eat some more protein.
Can't have enough protein.
Right?
Yeah. We're just another peanut butter sandwich away from that. Hey, we got another awesome day today. Sunny, 73, would you believe? Back-to-back nice days around here.
Here's the thing. Don't say that too loud, Sean, because it'll jinx it. And then that R word, that R-A-I-N word will come back.
Yeah, rhymes with Spain.
Right?
Well, we could have a little rain tomorrow or a thunderstorm, but but hopefully it's be a quickie.
Let us hope not.
So.
So
when you travel.
Yes.
Have you ever been in an IHOP?
I have indeed.
I have too. It's probably been about 4 or 5 years for me. We're out at a Steelers game and there was an IHOP not far away from our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wasn't all that impressed.
Well, last time Keith and I went to one, it was kind of when we were driving back from someplace in the South, and it was like the only thing open.
Really?
Yeah, like we...
You weren't near a Waffle House or anything like that.
No, I do like a Waffle House, but they tend to be kind of dirty. Like, you sort of just have to embrace the, like...
part of the aura, though.
Yes, like the gritty diner feel.
Yeah.
IHOP, though, I mean, you got to get the pancakes when you go.
Well, you know, because they're in the title, but they've been going through this kind of confusing marketing campaign right now. Like, instead of IHOP, they went to IHOB. But the B stands for...
Burger.
Burgers.
Tom and I talked about it before when they did that, and everybody was very confused. So apparently they're changing it back to IHOP. They tweeted out, okay, we're no longer IHOB, we're IHOP, but we still have burgers.
Yeah, they still have burgers on the menu, I guess. But they're not buns, and they're not...
It's weird.
It is. Well, I remember years ago you'd start to see they'd use donuts...
Yes.
And for the burger. In lieu of the bun, they'd use a donut.
Yes, like a Krispy Kreme, if you will.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe they got that as inspiration. They decided to use pancakes as the buns, but there's no, like, no pancake batter in the recipe or something?
No, so now they're using regular buns to make their burgers, but then so that they can stay true to their name... IHOP with a P for pancakes. Yeah. Now they have this double burger that has a garlic butter pancake in between the two layers of beef patties.
That does sound pretty good for that.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
I guess it's almost like a Big Mac because it's like bun and then burger, but then there's the bun, the extra bun layer, right, and then the burger bun on the bottom. Yeah. So I think it's the same thing. And garlic butter doesn't sound awful.
No.
There's also a loaded Philly pancake. Burger.
Okay, yeah.
So again, like more pancakes and
Philly cheesesteak, but a burger.
A Philly pancake.
Yeah. A Philly pancake.
So, like, are you wrapping the burger in a pancake?
They just can't stick with pancakes.
I feel like they just need to remain International House of Pancake and just keep doing what you're doing. IHOP, stop changing
it's
it.
Like they try to reinvent the wheel and then just gets out of control.
I feel very strongly about this. I don't know why. Where's the closest IHOP?
State College.
Oh, okay.
There was one in State College. Okay, it's been there for a couple of years now.
What about Harrisburg area? I'm not sure.
I haven't been down that way in a while, so maybe there's off one of the highways.
If anybody knows, they can always call us on the Ford Fun Line, of course.
Yeah, at 1-800-326-94KX. We're at 49 now, moving up to 73 this afternoon, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, and Sean Carey here for Tom at 7:25. Hey, we have birthday buddies in less than 5 minutes. Late night soundbite last night, Trevor Noah from The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
Jay-Z is hip-hop's first billionaire.
So yeah, this is a big day. Jay-Z is officially a billionaire, and he's married to Beyonce. But is he truly happy? Yes, of course he is. He's happier than you'll ever be.
Hey, hey, hey.
Good morning, everybody.
Sean Carey, do you know what that music means?
Is it time?
I think it's time.
It is time.
Are you ready? This is your first time. Can you handle it?
It's all in the timing here.
Okay, right around 7:30. Every weekday morning, everyone knows what we do. Yep. It's time for Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies!
Ooh, nicely done.
Good
so we got
job.
A couple here from yesterday we want to throw out.
Yes.
First,
right? Okay. So Jackson Ritter, who's 8 years old now, turned 8 on June 3rd. He listens every morning on the bus ride to Midwest. So very, very happy birthday to Jackson.
Yes.
And then also Caleb Buckley, also from the Midwest School District, is 11 now.
Okay.
And we missed those yesterday, unfortunately. So a very happy birthday.
Okay. So now we get to the June 4th birthdays.
Indeed we do. Go ahead, Matt.
We have Laura Harrell, from Sunbury, 26 today. Happy birthday.
Amy Jo Satsney of Mount Carmel turns the big 4-0 today.
Sonia Kratzer from Middleburg is 48 today.
Miranda Steele is 32. Happy birthday.
Beth Bilger is 59 today. Happy birthday, Beth.
Stacey Hively from Milton is 52.
Michelle Barkley from Middleburg is 49. Happy birthday.
Carrie Fora from Northumberland is 31.
Stephanie Andreacci is 41 today.
Rhonda Keller from Hepler is 44. Happy birthday.
Everybody in Freeburg, say happy birthday to Kathy Gemberling. She turns 49 today.
Terry Mark from Sealands Grove is 61.
Robin Linkus from Sunbury is 42.
In Lewisburg, Colleen Ross, she's 42.
Todd Rupp from Elizabethville is 48.
Sherry Snyder from Riverside is 60 today. Happy birthday.
Eli Stevens. No, not Allie Stevens. Eli Stevens. Eli Stevens, Allie Stevens. Allie Stevens, Eli Stevens.
It's the same. It sounds the same. It's Eli's birthday, though.
Allie will probably text me today. She's like, quit telling people it's not my birthday
today.
We love
you, Allie.
Yes.
But Eli is celebrating a birthday today.
Eli turns 37 today.
Tyler Rao from Sunbury is 36.
Sherry Smith is 34. Happy birthday.
Kai Chung Chang from Lewisburg is 23.
William Roeder is 52 today.
Okay, some celebrity birthdays today.
Actually, we have one more from the 94KX Facebook page.
Oh, go ahead.
Little Landon Hoover from Sunbury today turns one.
Wow.
Awesome.
1 year old. Thank you, Brett, for messaging that in.
Numero uno. All right, some celebrity birthdays today. Leonardo DiCaprio's former girlfriend, Bar Raffelli.
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful.
34. They split up, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Angelina Jolie is 44.
Do you not know who Bar Raffelli is? You're like shaking your head.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You know who Leonardo DiCaprio is, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just checking. I'm
dealing with a guy that doesn't drink coffee here.
I know. Just shake your head.
Russell Brand is 44 today.
Oh, yeah.
Noah Wyle, formerly of ER. He was Dr. John Carter.
Oh, my gosh. Dr. Carter.
He is 48. Funny guy Horatio Sanz from SNL turning 50. Scott Wolf, did you watch the show on Fox, Party of Five?
Yeah, I did.
Scott Wolf's 51 today. Albie Shore with the 80s slow jam. Mm-hmm. Night and Day is 51. And Michelle Phillips, part of the Mamas and the Papas, 60s group, 75. And Dr. Ruth Westheimer
Dr. Ruth.
91 today.
Wow. She has a brand new documentary out on Hulu right now.
Okay.
There's a fun story I can tell later about that. I've met Dr. Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
You have.
Listen, it's a good story. We'll tell it in a couple minutes.
Writer of many, many books.
Many, many. Interesting
or books. I always loved it when she was on Late Night with David Letterman. All the
50 Shades of Dr. Ruth. There it is.
And 50 Shades of News with Matt next at 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX. Been playing the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. That's Jason Mraz. I'm Sean Carey here for Tom. The rebuilding of Tom Morgan 2.0.
Tom Morgan 2.0
today.
It does with surgery number 2 in 2019.
Getting the knee squared away today. We'll see how the recovery goes. So I may be here tomorrow. Just give you a heads up.
Yeah, and you know what? That's okay, Sean.
Yeah. Hanging with Laura. Beautiful day today.
Fun.
73 this afternoon. We're now at 51. So we mentioned in the birthday buddies a couple of minutes ago about Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Well, today's her birthday.
Turning 91 today.
Yes.
All right. So your brush with greatness with Dr. Ruth.
Oh, my goodness. So to keep it quick, way back when I was a little girl, I was about 10 years old. And Mom, if you're listening, you remember this highly embarrassing moment that occurred. We were visiting New York City with friends of ours, very, very good family friends.
Okay.
And we went to FAO Schwartz, of course, famed toy store. At the time, also had a book section on the second or third floor. I can't remember. Dr. Ruth had recently written a book for kids. It's called Dr. Ruth Talks to Kids.
For a second there, I think she just released a new series of Dr. Ruth toys in FAO Schwartz.
Oh, boy, no. No, not those kind of toys. Oh, my Lord.
Woo.
FAO Schwartz is a toy store for children. Not Tom, but that's something, I almost called you Tom. That's something that Tom would say. Oh, my Lord. So FAO Schwartz, a children's toy store. Very, very different than an adult toy store. But Dr. Ruth is a therapist, and she studies human sexuality, and she wrote a book about talking to kids about their bodies.
Wow.
And my mother and our close family friend felt the need to purchase said books and then make me, alongside my childhood friend.
Not that they were going to try to get out of the talk.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I was cornered on the ski lift on that one.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Both parents cornered and told me all about the birds and the bees, and to which I responded, if you don't stop talking, I'm going to jump.
Now, were you at top elevation at that
Oh,
point?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're a Greek Peak in New York. So Dr. Ruth Talks to Kids was purchased for me, and then I got to wait in line to have it signed because, fun fact, Dr. Ruth was there doing a book signing.
Oh, wow.
So I still have this copy. There it is. There's the picture. There's the photo. There's the cover of the book. I still have this book at home.
Do you remember the inscription in the book?
Dear Laura, congratulations. Enjoy the beautiful journey to becoming a young woman. Dr. Ruth Westheimer. You can't make this shenanigans up.
That's so funny.
Mom, if you're listening, thank you, because that still is one of my top 10 most embarrassing moments in my life.
94KX Knoebel Summer Kickoff. Caller 9 right now at 800-326-94KX. We'll win a book of tickets to Knoebel's and get qualified for the ultimate summer prize pack. Good luck from Knoebel's and the station that likes to make new memories the old-fashioned way. 94KX.
94KX new music. It's Halsey, Nightmare, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm Sean here for Tom. Laura Good, couple seconds away from 8. Matty Ice, Matt Catrillo's got our headlines in just a few seconds. I'm looking forward to Try It Tuesday.
It's next hour with the Watson Theater Eatery.
Can't wait. So looking forward to that and all the great grub they're going to bring in. It's a little preview of our half-price Susquehanna Valley tomorrow morning, 9 sharp, WQKX.com. You'll be able to buy $30 worth of vouchers for just $15. So put a little reminder on your smartphone if you have to, so you don't miss out on the deal.
Absolutely. Also, amazing deal.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out on Knoebel's.
We have another winner.
Good morning, 94KX.
Good morning, I'm good. How about you?
How much do you love Knoebel's?
My daughter loves it, and I love going with her.
Well, guess what? You're calling number 9.
Yay.
Who's this?
My name's Judy.
Judy, where are you calling from?
I'm West Milton.
Hey, Judy. Awesome. You're now one step closer to winning the ultimate Knoebel summer prize pack. So you'll pretty much, if you win that, you'll have total control of the whole joint. Get on all 5 of those coasters.
Absolutely.
Play a little putt-putt. You know, dive into the crystal pool with Laura as your very own personal lifeguard.
All right, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so we're just getting started with the Knoebel's swag. So that's going to be the grand prize winner will be
announced. The next 3 weeks between now and the first day of summer, which is the 21st.
Yes.
We'll have your qualifying hookup of ride tickets and then, of course, give away that ultimate summer prize pack.
We're being serious here. You'll be the personal
pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. If you're going to the Crystal Pool and you need someone to be your lifeguard, I'm your girl. I got you.
Yep. Yep, she got your back, Jack. We have Try It Tuesday, as we mentioned, coming up next hour. And, of course, more of the best songs on the radio. Gaga, Charlie Puth, and a beautiful day today from AccuWeather in the low 70. Aww. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX, and Sean Carey here for Tom. Laura here, Matt Catrillo, too, at 8:17, and a sunny day today, low 70s from AccuWeather, and it is a Try It Tuesday.
My favorite day of the week, and we are here with the owners of the Watson Theater Eatery. It used to be the Watson Theater, and fun fact, I saw the last Lord of the Rings in this theater, sitting on the couches in the back, because there is standing room only at the midnight showing when those movies came out. That was like circa 2004. So that happened. It was lovely. People cheered for Sean Austin as he like carried Frodo up the mountain and like kind of said stuff like Rudy, Rudy. It was great. So anyway, Kelly and Shane are here with us. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Welcome, guys.
How's it going?
Glad you're here.
Good.
So let's talk about the renovations. Was it over a year at least?
Yeah, we worked on it on the weekends, taking our time and trying to do things to make it really nice in there, which I think we have.
Was it a test of patience?
It was to a certain degree, yeah.
So it was kind of like a weekend hobby to start, and it's like, yeah, let's make this right. So
now, Kelly, you and I have, I've had the pleasure of corresponding with you back and forth via email, so I'm so happy to meet you in person this morning. I have yet to go to the eatery now that it is a restaurant, but you have brought quite the variety of food for us to try on this Try It Tuesday. Tell us a little bit about it.
We have a variety of sandwiches. We usually have a soup during the day. We have salads and desserts, slushies, and all kinds of beers and wines, all different kinds of varieties.
Yeah, so Sean and
my third cup of coffee this morning has been canceled.
It has been canceled. No need for the third, although, Sean, you and I are fighting over the Angry Orchard Rosé.
Hey-o!
I think the nose goes, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how you play that game?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so, something. But this morning we are trying a couple of those different items. So what did you bring for us to try today when we go Facebook Live?
I brought a Reuben. We have our homemade beef vegetable soup and a Italian sub.
Nice.
So it's like a Reuben panini.
Yeah,
very cool.
And a raspberry cheesecake.
I spotted the cheesecake first.
Yeah, okay, then Sean, you get the cheesecake. I get the Angry Orchard Rosé. Matt, pick what you need, pick what you want. But I have to ask, though, because the Watsontown Theater, I wouldn't necessarily think, oh, my gosh, like that should be a restaurant. What inspired you guys to turn this space into a local eatery?
For the most part, we're looking to turn it into a venue. Mm-hmm. We have a liquor license in there now, so we can serve alcohol. And with that, it came an R title, so it was a restaurant liquor license. So we decided we would open up a restaurant and expand from there.
So how many times did you drive past and go through Main Street in Watsontown? You just saw that there, and it was empty for such a long time. When did the light bulb go off above your head? And it's like, hey, this could be a good place for a restaurant.
Well, we actually thought of it as a venue first, and then turned into the thoughts of restaurants. So it was probably about 5 years ago when we started taking a look at it and working at purchasing it.
Yeah. Well, we are very, very happy to welcome you into the studio this morning. It's a little thing we like to call Try It Tuesday. Make sure that you jump on over to the 94KX Facebook page right now here, because we are going to go Facebook Live. And if the smells in the studio are any indication of how good this food is going to be, Sean, you and I are going to be eating well for the next several hours.
We're good. We're good. And by the way, we're going to have a half-price Susquehanna Valley tomorrow morning, 9 sharp, exactly. WQKX.com, with the Watson Theater Eatery. $30 worth of vouchers for only $15. So make sure you purchase those tomorrow morning and stop by the place, give it a try, and we're going to try some of this grub too.
That's right. Time to go Facebook Live on the 94KX Facebook page. It's a Try It Tuesday with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX. New Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, I Don't Care. A couple seconds away from 8:30. And Sean Carey here for Tom. Laura's here. Matt's got another check of headlines in just a few. And we head toward 9. We'll play the Jonas Brothers and Ellie Goulding. Hey, we continue to think about our friends that lost their jobs last month at Woodmode. We have set up a special working family fund. And we've teamed up with the Daily Item in the greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. You can give now with your smartphone. Text WOODMODE to 41444, or if you prefer, you can give in person. Stop by any branch of BB&T across the central Susquehanna Valley. We have all the info at WQKX.com. And also, you can tap into our information database from WKOK. Look for the Moving Forward banner for more info as we help those, the hundreds and hundreds that lost their jobs and affecting thousands across the valley, you know, remain to get back on their feet, keep those bills paid and food on the table. It is the Working Family Fund. And thanks ahead of time for your generosity from 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX on a Try It Tuesday. Thank you again to the Watson Theater Eatery for bringing in all of the delicious eats. Check out the 94KX Instagram and the Facebook page for the Facebook Live from this morning. I like housed that Reuben.
You did. You crushed it.
I did.
Just like me, I crushed the raspberry cheesecake.
You really did. And that's okay. That's what Try It Tuesday is all about. Check them out on Facebook. Also check them out on Instagram. Awesome local couple who is creating a beautiful renovated space in Watsontown from a theater that could have just sat there. This is what I love about Central PA.
And Shane was just telling us a couple seconds ago, they just added a fryer. So, yes. So, there's like, you can bring the kiddos for mozzarella cheese sticks. You know, chicken fingers got wings as well.
It's amazing.
So, yeah. So, yeah, what's that? French fries, of course. So you're expanding the menu as we speak.
Yes. I just love, though, when people have an idea, they run with it, and then they create these awesome local places for us to check out in Central Pennsylvania that are unique and different, and then also support other local businesses.
Well, this is truly a labor of love. They're saying they first thought of the idea of opening up as a venue space about 5 or so years ago. Renovations took close to a year and a half, so it's finally come to fruition earlier this year.
Perfect.
And they're off and running, so give them a try if you're in that portion of Northumberland County. And, of course, we're enticing you to try them because we have our half-price Susquehanna Valley tomorrow
morning.
That is
correct.
$30 worth of vouchers for only $15. So, if you have to, put a little reminder in your smartphone so you're ready to snag that deal tomorrow morning at 9 at WQKX.com.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Almost done. Sean Carey, you made it through the morning.
Yes.
Only 3 cups of coffee.
Well, 2 cups while we were going for number 3, and then the Angry Orchard showed up in the Try It Tuesday segment. Thanks again to a Watson Theater Eatery for stopping by this morning.
Tom and I love to do this, and I don't know if you saw this in the news. We talk about sort of the feel-good news, the good story news.
Don't get enough of that.
I know, right? So apparently there was a 3-year-old little girl who slipped out of her pool float last month. No one was watching, but she survived because her 10-year-old sister was able to pull her from the water and save her life.
Wow. And there was a police sergeant that showed up, and it was the police sergeant, the aunt, and an apartment manager. They were able to conduct CPR, saved her life. But yeah, but if it wouldn't have been for a 10-year-old Jayla getting her out of the water.
Right? Yeah. So I feel like round of applause for 10-year-old Jayla pulling her sister out, knowing that she needed to act quickly and get some help.
Now, as a longtime lifeguard, have you ever gone through anything like that? Hopefully not.
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
So, interestingly enough, people sometimes, they don't have their head screwed on right when it comes to water. And they think, oh, I could touch or whatever. So, I cannot stress this enough. As we come into summer, of course, water safety, pool safety. If your kiddo doesn't know how to swim, lots of great free programs out there or low-cost programs that are only $5 at our local community pools and at our friends at Knoebels. Yeah. I mean, it is tantamount that you learn how to swim and
don't,
be appropriate.
Don't leave them alone.
Yes. Oh, no, 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 no,
no. Can't do that.
So. That was a big rule in our household growing up. Never get into the water by yourself.
No. So anyway, I've been here for Tom. We're rooting for Tom as Tom Morgan 2.0, the rebuild, continues. So do you have an update?
I got the text.
Okay.
Got the text message.
So what was supposed to happen, Tom was supposed to be here for the whole show.
He was.
And then have the little procedure later this morning, mm-hmm. but it got bumped up. And of course, he couldn't get to the hospital and do the show at the same time.
Yep, so he arrived at the hospital right around 8, and about 8:37, I got the text going back to prep for surgery. I'll be in touch.
Okay. All right. Sounds
good. Best of luck, Thomas.
Yes, sounds good. So I may be here tomorrow.
Honestly, I hope so. I feel like the man deserves a day off, particularly after surgery. He should take it easy and listen to his doctors.
Yes.
There it is.
Sounds good. All right. If you missed any of this morning's show, don't forget our podcast. All right. Search Tom and Laura on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play. Hit subscribe. And then you don't have to do all the searching. We drop the shows right to your smartphone and
tablet.
It
is every day. And it's a nice little brief little version. Also, don't forget 94KX Facebook page. You can stay up to date with me, with Tom, with all of us here at
KX. Since I was here earlier, Rob the Sports Center and 30 minutes nonstop music, Kelly Clarkson and Pink next at 94KX.